My friends, in today's video, we will explore where St. Joseph is buried, his tomb, and the end of the world. Join me in today's video. Friends, let's pray and let's keep it simple. Saint Joseph, patron of the Universal Church, foster father of Jesus, husband of Mary, and terror of demons, pray for us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we are doing a little video on Saint Joseph. This is my little Saint Joseph statue that I love having near me. So I recorded this video the other day, but I was having problems with the audio, so I just scrapped it. A few days ago on a Wednesday, I had just the most wonderful experience at Mass. I went to my friend Father Victor's Church of St. Joseph here in Houston. And on Wednesday, you know that they can offer a votive Mass in honor of St. Joseph, and he did. Well, it just so happened, and he wasn't aware of it, the readings, the first reading for the day, happened to be about Joseph in the Old Testament. The whole Mass was just amazing. It was so grace-filled. And there was something in that reading that was just amazing. And it was almost like this prophetic verse, and it said something like this, and I'm just kind of paraphrasing. And it said, everyone went to Joseph. The whole world and Egypt was in famine, and they went to Joseph. That I'll kind of put a link to where you can read that whole section of the story of Joseph. It's towards the end where he had had this dream about this famine coming. He started storing grain. And the whole world was in famine, they all came to him, and he became the distributor of this grain, of this food. And when I heard that, it just resonated because I thought, yes, this is what God wants to do. God wants to bring the whole world into a famine, to put us on our knees, so that we will come to him and ask. And the specific person that he wants to use to distribute this grace is Saint Joseph. And when I read that, I thought, this is amazing. So for you to understand why I think that, you have to realize this idea of prefigurement. So often in the Catholic tradition, we have had this idea of prefiguring where things are prefigured in the Old Testament and fulfilled in the New. So Joseph in the Old Testament was prefigured in the New Testament, or he was fulfilled in the New Testament, and so on and so forth. Different people that were kind of images and shadows of Jesus. These characters like King David, King Solomon, who were fulfilled in Jesus Christ. Well, we also have certain other figures that had their kind of shadows, so to speak. Mary, Joseph, all of these people had shadows of them in the Old Testament that were finally fulfilled in the New. But this seemed like something that was more speaking about the future. So one of the things that's important to know is we don't know where St. Joseph is buried. And there was a time when I read this one quote, and it really stood out to me. It said this, in an ecstasy, a saint has seen the body of St. Joseph preserved intact in a tomb, the site of which is yet unknown. The more the glorious spouse of the Most Blessed Virgin, Mary, is honored, the sooner will the finding of his body take place, which will be a day of great joy for the church. Now, this is important because I don't know if you didn't know, we don't know where he's buried, and we do not have first-class relics of St. Joseph. We only have third or second-class relics of him. So some people had the theory that he was assumed into heaven in some sort of way, but we don't know. That's kind of one of these mysteries. Where is he buried? We have the tombs of the other apostles, St. Peter, etc. We have first-class relics of them. What about St. Joseph? So this vision clearly shows that one day we will find him when we are honoring him more, when we are doing things, and God will give us this grace probably in this important time, such as happened in the time of Joseph of the Old Testament. The world will be in a type of distress, in a type of famine, and then we will find the body of St. Joseph, which will be a great source of miracles, of healings, of providing, just like he did for the Holy Family. And it will be a blessing for the church, but a source of conversion for the rest of the world. And so I'm making this video to help you be aware of this, to connect this story that happened in the Old Testament is yet to be fulfilled again, for us to ask that God bring us to our knees, and then that God give us the help of St. Joseph by allowing us to find where he's buried, so that this could be an amazing source of conversion. Why would God want to do this? Because God loves using the simple, the humble instruments to do amazing things. And what better and who better to use than St. Joseph to bring people to Jesus, to convert the world in this difficult time that we live in. So my friends, I hope this video made you think, and I hope you were able to see this connection. Consecrate yourself to St. Joseph. Show more devotion to St. Joseph. Ask God for the grace that the Catholic Church may find his body, may find his tomb, that this be a source of conversion for us and for the world. God bless you. I'll see you in the next video.